Well, this is the second tape we've made, and I hope it'll be better than the first. And as usual, I am ending up starting it off. I'll probably finish it while my sweet thing lays over there looking at me. First off, I'd like to apologize for not having written lately, but I haven't had the time. Janice has written once or twice, I think, during the past 2 weeks. I'm not sure. And let's see, what can I talk about first? Okay, what you read about that happens over here in the papers. One, believe only half of what you hear. Another thing is you may read about some place near Kanto or Bentui that just about got wiped out, some outpost or something like that. And I've even read a couple of articles some people have sent to us that tells about a place 20 or 30 miles from here that got wiped out or something like this, overrun. And at the time, none of us even knew it took place. So that's about all you can say for that. Everything is kind of quiet around here now. Dongtown, which is approximately 30 miles northeast of here, gets hit just about every other night by mortars. Ben Long, which is about 20 miles north of here, gets hit just about every other night. But Kanto and Bentui lately haven't been hit any whatsoever. Kanto hadn't been hit ever since that little piece in the paper you sent us, telling us about how we got wiped out when we didn't. That was about the last time anything has happened here. And I don't think anything is going to happen in the future either. They say it will. It's just been rather quiet down here. You've probably been reading about Tainan, which is approximately 80 miles northeast of here. There's a lot of action going on up there, but nothing seems to be going on much down here in the Delta. Well, today is the 27th of March, and as of today, we have 240 days left in country, or, if you know who had not come, wouldn't be but about 150. Well, I had an NCO by the name of Sergeant Wagner who worked under me, who went home about 10 or 12 days ago. I asked him to call you and let you know I was okay. Also, I had a Major Glenn, who was my boss in a way, went home about 6 days ago, and he was going to call you also and let you know. So maybe you heard from both of those, I don't know. Well, as of today, I have a total of about 900 flying hours. That includes back at Fort Walters and Fort Rucker. And it looks like I have about, 910 or 15 hours by the end of this month. Also, I met my former TAC officer from Fort Walters, whom I hadn't seen in about a year. We talked about old times, which I don't think I ever will forget. It was quite an experience when I went through flight school. We're going on R&R sometime around the 1st of June, which is but a couple of months away. We have to start putting in for it before too long. Also, I hadn't got but about another month before I have to extend an additional 3 months. So I can de-roast at the same time Janice does. I had to stop our savings so that we'd have enough money to go on R&R. We put everything into savings and didn't leave anything but just a few dollars to spend each month on items in the PX, such as shaving cream or razors, right guard, and so on and so forth like that. So I stopped it for 3 months to give us about $900 to go to Hong Kong on. And that'll still leave us about roughly $6,000 or a little more saved up by the time we get home in November. The $900 is for buying clothes and electronic equipment and so on and so forth, what we've been wanting or planning on getting. We're supposed to get a pay raise of 12.5% or something like that of our base pay sometime in July, but I heard today on the radio they were holding off on it until they had another investigation about it or something. Let's see, I go over 2 years, May the 27th, so that jacks up my pay something like $50, and I make W-2 August the 12th, and that's another $50. And with the pay raise, that's about another $50. So all this means that starting from about the middle of August through the middle of November, I'll be making approximately $850 each month. Then when I go home, you can knock $6 to $5 combat pay off of this. And Janice, when we go home, will be making approximately $600. As close as I can tell. We also put in for our post today when we go home. First choice was Fort Carson, Colorado. Second choice was Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Third, we picked Fort Hunter Stewart, Georgia, down by Savannah. We'll know in approximately 7 months from now which post we'll be assigned to. May not be any of these, just depends on how Uncle Sam feels at the time. Well, I don't know what else to say at the moment, except every day is just the same old grind. Going out and getting in the helicopter is just like going out and getting in the car and going to work, going to different jobs. We've got 14 stage fields, or staging areas, all over the Delta. It's my job to make sure that they're all kept up to par. We've got what they call mini ports. It's where they refuel helicopters while they're running. Got 10,000 gallon bladders and hose that string out from the bladders and 10 or 12 or 14 different refueling points. And so we have to make sure that none of the hose are leaking and keep them all up. Bring in 350 GPM pumps, sling load them in, I'd rather. They weigh about 1,000 pounds to 1,200 pounds. So we sling them in. Also filters to filter the fuel. A lot of it gets contaminated or has particles of dirt and dust and so on and so forth in it. And it's a big job. We also have the job of keeping up all the ammunition in the Delta. That runs into problems.